Have anybody from the public? Is there a comment from the public?
Yes, I believe there is.
Oh, okay.
You want to come up here?
You can come on up here if you'd like.
Easiest would be, yes.
It's going to be easier for them to be able to hear you, absolutely.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Hello, everybody. Happy belated Martin Luther King Day. My name is Odessa Hunter. This is my third time appearing before the board meeting. At the last board meeting, because I was denied access to the library by the security, and I came to the board meeting to inform the board meeting. At the last board meeting, I was request a FOIA, and also they recommended that the director, Ms. Doyle, send me the anti-harassment policy, and I requested a FOIA, and I never received any feedback, or she never responded to me, so I don't know what's going on with Ms. Doyle. And she sent me the policy, and as I read through the policy, it stated that the board oversees her if something goes wrong like this, and the complainant cannot get a response, and you know, the board oversees it, so I can come to the board. So I'm saying that I'm seeking justice because what the security guard did to me was discriminatory. So I'm asking and requesting if the board could take an action or do something, since I'm not getting any response from the library director. Is there something that the board can consider doing something about this? Because I'm seeking justice because that was devastating, and I need some kind of response from somebody. I don't feel I should just be ignored.
The FOIL response was that. I'm not sure why you haven't received it. I apologize if you have not. I can print it out for you today, but it was sent within 5 days of receipt.
I never received a FOIL response, and at the same time, based on the information inside the anti-harassment policy, none of the procedures were followed as I directed my complaint to Ms. Doyle. It stated that I will be kept up to date with what's going on with this, and I haven't been told anything, so I don't know what's going on. I just want justice. I just want something done, and I want the security guards who work for the staff here to be held accountable for their behavior. This can't just be pushed under the rug.
Okay, Ms. Odessa. I was there when you spoke the last time when you were there, and we were informed that the FOIL materials did go out to you. We weren't made aware that you didn't receive them until now. This is the first time we received that information.
What's your name?
I'm sorry.
What is your name?
My name is Kimberly Johnson.
Okay.
And we you know, so this is the first that we've heard that you have not gotten them. Ms. Doyle, is there any way that we can just verify that we sent that information to the right place?
Yes, I can check that after the meeting, absolutely.
Okay. And is there a specific resolution that you are looking for? You said that there must be action taken. What is it that you're looking to see happen?
Well, I'm hoping that these security officers be reprimanded for their behavior, and also apology letter. I mean, if the buck don't stop, it could happen to anybody, and it could just go on. They have to be held accountable for what they did.
Thank you. I will follow up. I'm sorry, somebody wants to say something?
It's Joel. I have a question for Janine. Maybe she can answer it, or somebody from the legal team. To the extent that there is anything done regarding the security, can that information be released as a result of it being disciplinary action of an employee? How does that work? If you know the answer.
I do know the answer, and it was actually included in one of the responses that I was provided to Ms. Hunter, that while we do, you know, we'll follow through, we can't necessarily tell individuals of the results of our investigation and any actions that were taken, especially as they may relate to a personnel action, such as a disciplinary or a reprimand.
I understood, and that was my initial question. So what I'd like, and I think I commend Ms. Hunter on staying on top of this, what I'd like to possibly do, because I suspect that if Ms. Hunter doesn't receive the information she's looking for, we'll probably see her next month, which as a general proposition is wonderful, Ms. Hunter. But with regard to this, I think both parties would like us to wrap this thing up as best we can. So even if we disagree about what the outcome is going to be, can we agree on the parameters of what's going to happen? Because what I don't want to happen is that the library takes some sort of action, and as we understand it, this matter has gone as far as it can with regard to letting Ms. Hunter know the outcome. But Ms. Hunter is under the impression that, you know, she has some greater level of access to the nuances and details of the action that we took. And so she comes back next month indicating that she has not been informed of what's going on. Can we share? Maybe that's not appropriate for the meeting, but I would like some understanding between the prior parties so that there's a clear, for Ms. Hunter, there's a clear line beyond which she understands that the library is going to go from a legal standpoint, because they can only release so much information with regard to disciplinary action with an employee. Does that make sense?
It does, but isn't that part of the governance committee? Isn't that what Mr. Fausch was talking about the FOIL action and the attorney that they talked to?
I'm not sure about, but it sounds as if, again, Ms. Hunter currently is under the impression that she may receive some specificity with regard to the actions that are taken, assuming there are any taken against the employee. I'm not sure that that's going to happen because of the restrictions on releasing that. So I want as best as possible to relay what we can and can't release in terms of information, because I don't want Ms. Hunter thinking that we haven't responded as much as we can with regard to this situation, because I think that'll leave her dissatisfied. I think we'll be having this discussion in a month as well.
I understand completely. But if she gets the information that they sent to her, that should settle it, don't you think?
I'm not sure what she's necessarily entitled to. I think that's more of that's legal's decision to kind of make. But what would be valuable, I think, is if, in fact, the library, from a legal standpoint, is under the impression they've gone as far as they're legally mandated to go, at least that message should be relayed to Ms. Hunter so she knows, so she's not expecting more. Now, what Ms. Hunter decides to do with that information, if she deems that insufficient, is a different question. But what I don't want, again, is Ms. Hunter expecting that she's going to receive additional information that she believes she's entitled to, whereas our perspective is that we've gone as far as we're going to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I'm assuming that the information that was sent to her covers what you're saying now.
Well, I mean, we've got legal on the line, so if they could address that, maybe we could get a definitive answer.
I have a question. Can I ask a question? You said that I'm expecting additional information that I may not be able to receive. That's all okay. But you also stated that it's some way or another can't be exposed publicly in here, in your meeting. Whatever the decision is, whatever they sent me, if they sent it to me, it can't be discussed in your meeting publicly. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I personally am saying at all. I'm simply saying what I don't want is for you to anticipate that some additional information is going to be coming if, in fact, that's not the case. Because I presume that's going to leave you dissatisfied, assuming that, you know, you should have received more and you never did, or that this matter didn't go, did, or, you know, went unaddressed. So I'm trying to make sure that if, in fact, again, the library has gone as far as it's going to go with divulging whatever steps it took to address this matter, if we've done that, it'd be nice to know that that's our position at this point, that that has been done. If not, and there's some additional information that's going to be sent to you, that would also be valuable. But Ms. Hunter, at least you would know where you stand and if you want to take whatever separate action at this point, given that maybe we're done with addressing this matter internally. That, so I'm just trying to get clarity, in part for my general understanding, but more so for your position to understand what's going on.
Well, just to summarize that, something is better than nothing. But since the resolution that I do have, I don't know where the information came from, because they all lied, and I can prove that. So when you send that to me, if it incorporates the original resolution, I don't know where they got that information from, because most of it was untrue. Okay, in other words, I'm saying that I did receive a resolution from Ms. Doyle, but everything in there wasn't about me. I don't know where he got the information from. So I'm saying that is incorporated into the FOIA, then I'm going to have a problem with it. I'm telling you that right now, because I don't know where the information came from her resolution, her original resolution that she sent to me. That's all I'm saying, Mr. Moore.
Ms. Doyle, do you have any input on this?
My response is that, as it was last month and unfortunately the month before, we have provided a full investigation under the harassment policy. We followed our process as we would with any other patron or employee. Upon receiving receipt of the complaint, we notified Ms. Hunter that we were starting an investigation. An investigation was started, an investigation was completed, a letter was sent summarizing the investigation. As has been stated, we cannot and will not disclose if disciplinary action was taken against an employee. So that is something that no member of the public or another employee would ever receive. Rather, we can let them know that the investigation was completed and what was reviewed. And I believe that that has all been provided. I sincerely believe that that information has been provided. And there's not much more that I can do if the resolution is not satisfactory to Ms. Hunter.
Okay, I have another comment. According to the anti-harassment policy application or a complainant form that I read, it stated that the director would update me and keep me up to what's going on with my complaint. And it may have not said that she can tell me what she did, but it does say that it's indirect that I can know that if something was done, instead of walking around thinking I can come in here and I'm being, stalked on the camera, or just don't even feel comfortable coming down here in the library again. So that I can be updated or keep know if something went on or something didn't. May not be able to tell me exactly what went on, but, you know, I don't know if you know that, but something.
And I don't want to misquote Ms. Doyle, but so by all means, Ms. Doyle, interject if I'm saying something wrong. But it sounds as if she's saying it's her understanding, Ms. Hunter, that the library has gone as far as it's going to go from a legal perspective in addressing this, and that additional details of what they've done to address this matter aren't going to be released to you if there's more than what you already know. Is that am I interpreting that correctly, Ms. Doyle?
I think that the most accurate statement is that I cannot provide any further updates because there are no more updates. The matter has been concluded. There has been at least two letters sent to Ms. Hunter with what I typically refer to as updates through the process. That is the informing the receipt of the complaint and notifying that an investigation is going to be conducted, and then sending an update that the investigation has been completed with some information with regards to the findings. But there's no additional updates that I can provide because it's been done.
Okay.
I can't really say anymore.
That's fine. Go ahead, Ms. Hunter.
I just want to be real and summarize this. This is not about a FOIA. This is not about no harassment complaint. It's about injustice that was done here at the Erie County Public Library to me. It's about discriminatory behavior that was acted out here with me. So all this other stuff, all going around, beating around the bush and all that, whether she's able to give it to me or not, first of all, I feel there's a conflict of interest if she's a diversity officer or the person that do whatever, because she told me with somebody else at first. I feel that that's a conflict of interest because, of course, the decision is going to be biased. And if I think that the board should interview me, too, to get the other side of the story, because what she gave me in the resolution was all lies, and I can prove it. So for me to come before you is like a slap in the face, because that you can't have a resolution based on that. No, that is true. On her first resolution. I want to be heard. I wouldn't be coming every morning if the truth was being let out. But if the board decided to sit down some questions and interview me about this, they'll find out that I'm being lied on and her resolution was lies. And that's not right. So the fruit ain't falling far from the tree. That's why I said it's traditional. How could you make a resolution when you're condoning your employee's behavior?
So I certainly don't.
Can I please just say something? Because right now this has gone way too far.
It's true.
As part of the investigation, we reviewed a 2-page single-spaced letter of Ms. Hunter. I met with her personally on one occasion for almost 45 minutes, and I also had a phone conversation with her. It was at least a half an hour. So, yes, your side of the story was heard and incorporated into the investigation process.
Well, I disagree with you. Mr. Moore, I disagree with her. First of all, when I met with her, the action that's being taken now wasn't what I was told. So what I mean is that she told me somebody else for the diversity place, some other lady was going to handle this. I was lied to. That's why I came here to expose everything that was going on. I'm not the type of person going back and forth. I just want to reveal the truth. So I think that I feel that when I was responded, I wouldn't even came here had I been dealt with correctly. But I came here to expose the injustice going on here. And I'm saying that because when I originally met with the supervisor of security and Ms. Doyle, I was told everything different. Matter of fact, I was told that the board don't even need to know about stuff like this. That's why I did it. I came forth to let you know. Ms. Doyle told me that the board don't usually deal with stuff or they don't know about stuff like this.
There is a legal procedure that we have to follow.
Okay, I respect that, but I respect all that. But I'm just telling you verbally, since Ms. Doyle's telling you something, that I'm just telling you verbally, it is what it is. I'm a grown woman. I don't have no reason to come in here and do this if it wasn't for a reason. So what I'm just saying, I'm just exposing the board for some of the things that you don't know behind your back that what may be operating here at the library. I know it's a legal procedure. I'm not disrespecting. I receive everything you're saying, Mr. Moore. I'm just letting you know that this is not tit for tat. This is serious. So whatever, when I get the information and I read it, you're right. If it's based on a resolution, which is lies, that first one, I'm coming back because you need to know the truth.
But Ms. Hunter, I this is why I was asking the questions. I'm not sure that you're going to receive anything else from the library at this point.
Whatever they didn't receive, whatever she did send, I don't have. So when I get that, I don't, even if you don't send me anything else, I need to get what she sent me. That's all. I don't have it. I don't know where it went.
Chair, I truly wasn't trying to insert myself to this extent, Chair. I'm not sure how you want to proceed here. I was just trying to get some clarity on where we stood.
I get it. Okay, so Ms. Hunter, unfortunately, we have exceeded the time frame that is allotted for the public comment, number one. Number two, I understand that you are not satisfied with this, but the action that you are asking this board for is not something that we do. Okay, that's not our place. I understand that you're bringing this to our attention. What I would like to do is... confirm on the record that we have the proper address where that was sent. Was that to a P.O. box? Or was that to an actual address? Ms. Doyle. Ms. Doyle.
Investigation letters were sent to her address. I believe we do have return receipts from those. The FOIL request was submitted by email.
Email.
Well, I have it from me. The response was sent in email at the advice of outside counsel to the address that we have engaged Ms. Hunter and that was provided in the FOIL request.
Okay. So
I will make sure that everything gets resent both via email and certified U.S. mail tomorrow.
Now, Ms. Hunter. When I asked, was it sent to a P.O. box, you said yes.
I said that's my address. You asked me, was that my address? I said yes.
The P.O. box is your address.
That's my mailing address, correct.
Okay.
But I need to ask you something. The reason why I came to the board, because when I looked up the procedures of the board, it said that you acted as an advisory capacity to the library director. And that you recommend policies or reporting current activities or whatever. That's what it said the board do, some of that. So that's the reason why brought me here, because I need it. If you do that and a policy need to be produced, this is something to look at to produce one. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, you sounded broken with the last piece, what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but based on what I read about the advisory, the board, it said that you acted as an advisory capacity to the library director. And it also said you recommend policies or whatever, or reporting current activities or whatever, meaning that as a result of this, if a policy need to be produced or something, whatever, that you kind of like to be part of it, or I don't know if that's what that meant, or it just said that you kind of oversee the director here.
May I comment, Madam Chair? Mm-hmm. If the question from the member of the public is that does this board act as effectively an appellate board, that is, you can appeal the decision or whatever resolution that was given to you to the board, the answer to that question is unequivocally no.
Okay. That's what I was saying. I wasn't saying appeal a decision. I was saying that whatever decision that she came up with or whatever conclusion, I stated to her, their bylaws inside of what I read stated they was an advisory capacity, which means that if there was a problem and a policy needed to be produced or something, that they could look at it or be part of incorporating it. That's what I said. I didn't say nothing.
And with all due respect, I think you far exceeded the time that anybody else is allowed to speak. We have all done everything we can to...
No problem. I'm explaining myself. You can't cut me off. You have to hear it some kind of way.
Man, with all due respect, you're the one who just cut me off. I'm trying to speak with you civilly and you're interrupting.
What's your name?
My name is Frank Hausch, ma'am. Please spell that correctly. H-O-U-S-H.
What's your title?
I am a trustee of the board.
Okay.
Now, Ms. Hunter, we have to end this at some point.
Okay, no problem.
And you have exceeded the time frame allotted for this.
Okay.
You're starting to repeat yourself in what we understand is the situation.
Okay, you can end it, but I'm repeating myself because I'm not being heard by you, the board. See, I'm not the type of person that's going to sit down here as a kid and you just act like a parent, disciplined. I'm not being heard. You have to hear this. If you don't hear from me, it's going to happen again.
So you can end it. What I'm saying, if you don't, a small problem eventually going to become big if nothing is done about it.
You're right.
So I can say that. And we can end it. I don't have no problem. But can I end it like this? And then you guys can have a good day. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. That's one of Martin Luther King's sayings. Okay, that's it. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
Okay.